Grab a needle and thread and sew your sides back together.
Funny?
Horrific.
It's Every Billy's Joke from this week.
All right, come on, Joe.
I think I've got a drinking problem, Jim. The missus asked me to toast some bread for her the other night. So I held up me frothy and I said, here's to toast. No, here's the bread.
Oh, no.
Here's to bread.
An appalling joke, appallingly told.
I think Greg blew it. Oh, Jimmy boy, I went to a restaurant last night in Geelong and the lovely waitress came up to me after I'd eaten and said, how did you find your steak, sir? I said, well, I just looked and there it was, sitting next to the potatoes. It wasn't that hard, Jim.
There's the Spinifex rolling through that one.
Jim, it was just sitting there next to the spuds. Yeah. It wasn't that hard to find.
Yeah, that's really poor. Bill?
I like it.
It's just, you can just.
I thought it was fantastic.
Triple M.
That'll do. Let's just have a.
Finish up tonight, Bill.
A bit of silence now to think about that.
All right, so the jokes have been appalling. In fact, yesterday's was complete rubbish.
The steak one?
Yeah, no.
How'd you find it?
Yeah.
Just next to the spuds.
Yeah, that's it. No. So, Bill.
I bet you.
We must, to quote the great Sam Newman, we must have better jokes.
Mm.
So, here we go.
What a shame. Jim, my wife's mother is a lawyer. So, that means I have a mother-in-law in law.
Oh, no.
It's just a fact.
Well,
it's not a fact.
And a boring fact.
Mother-in-law.
Yeah. That's good. That's it. Yeah. So you must have another one. That's just a statement of something.
No, that's just. The police pulled me over, Jim. You wouldn't believe it. I was driving to Geelong today and the coppers pulled me over. They said, papers. I said, scissors. And I won. So I took off, Jim. I think he wants a remash. He's been following me for 45 minutes.
A remash?
I think he wants a rematch, Jim. He's been chasing me for 45.
Jeez. Just such a beautiful day too. Yeah. Everyone's sort of excited about
papers, scissors, rock.
Instead of that, you just flatten them with that garbage.
Long weekend around the corner.
Lucky it's late.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, we've allowed the last joke of the week to be sponsored. And people have been jumping all over it on social media. They can't get enough of it, including Lockie Flower Electrical, who wrote in and said, I'd love to sponsor the joke because I feel for the King of Kings having to put up with Bill's shite. And I think that's fair enough too. So Lazla, as I call him, specialising in residential and commercial services, that whether you need a small wiring job or the installation of state-of-the-art smart home equipment, they get the job done right, LockieFlowerElectrical.com.au. So on behalf of Lazla, have you got something humorous for us?
Sorry, Lazla. Oh.
In the day with the laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Come on.
Okay, Lazla, here we go. Lockie Flower Electrical. Jim, I was going to tell you a joke about the Suez Canal, but that ship has sailed. Say a good statue.
Look at Rabbits. Rabbits is mumps ridden heads chuckling away. Have a look at him. He thinks that's as funny as anything.
Oh, I might have sent that to him.
But you'd have a joke now.
What did the horny frog say, Jim?
What?
Rabbit.
Oh, no.
Rabbit.
Oh, no. Poor old Lazlo.
Oh, no.
No. Here's one, Jim.
Right.
A man went to the doctor to get the snip, okay?
Yes,
had to have a snip.
Yes, yes.
So the doctor sits him down. He says, mate, this is a really big decision, you know. Have you discussed it with your family? Bloke responded, yes, I have. They're in favour, 13-5.
Oh, no.
Jim,
oh, no.
They're in favour, 13-5, Jim. He's got 18
kids. He's had 18 kids, has he? Yeah.
So time for the snip,
Jim. I reckon, I would have said, that's enough.
What about
three goes at it. For old Lockie Flowers, old Lazlo.
What about the naughty frog, Jim?
Oh, no, I don't reckon.
And the sewers. Sewers.
Come on, Good Friday, Kangas, for God's sake.
Kick a goal.
For even more of Billy's jokes and everything else from Triple M's Rush Hour, download the Listener app now.